Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Please note that while I am a mental health professional and educator of this podcast and the information shared within it, I intended solely for information, education, and entertainment purposes. The content discussed does not constitute therapy, counseling, or any form of professional mental health services. It should not be used as a substitute for therapy or personalized mental health treatment. If you are in need of support, please consult with a licensed therapist or appropriate healthcare professional. Welcome to the Project I Am podcast, where we explore personal growth, resilience, and the mindset shifts that help us become the best versions of ourselves. Today's topic is something that can truly change the way you view success, motivation, and progress. Today, we're going to talk about the gap versus the gain. But before we do, two announcements. On Monday the 10th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we'll be hosting Mentoring Moments Live. This episode, or this live session, Mentoring Moments Live, is for counseling students and recent graduates. So if you're looking for a community to be part of and you're a counseling student, if you're looking to connect with others that are at similar places on the journey as you are, see the link in the podcast notes below. We would love to have you. And then secondly, on Tuesday the 18th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, I'll be hosting a live webinar on conversion therapy, same old tricks, where we'll be talking about conversion therapy practices that still happen in the United States and the 1,320 practitioners that practice this and how they get away with it. I hope to see you there. But back to the gap versus the gain. If you've ever felt like you're never doing enough, that no matter how much you achieve, it's still not good enough, then this episode is for you. We'll break down the psychology behind why we often focus on what's missing rather than what we've gained, and how shifting our perspective can lead to greater happiness, productivity, and fulfillment. So where does this concept, the gap versus the gain, come from? Well, it comes from Dr. Benjamin Hardy and Dan Sullivan, who wrote a book about it in 2021. In this book, they explore how our perception of success can either hold us back or propel us forward. What is the gap? When we measure ourselves against an ideal, a future goal, or an impossible standard, that's when we live in the gap. We see where we are now and how far we still have to go, and we end up feeling discouraged. Because that goal, that ideal, it's like the carrot and the donkey that just keeps moving, man. Whereas the gain is this: when we measure progress based on where we started, we live in the gain. When we look at how far we've come, that fuels our motivation and our gratitude. Psychological research supports this idea. Studies on positive psychology and self-efficacy show that reflecting on past accomplishments enhances motivation and well-being. That's a study by Bandura in 97. Meanwhile, hedonic adaptation explains why people are constantly chasing the next achievement without ever feeling satisfied. And you can read more about hedonic adaptation by looking up Diener et al. 2009. So think about it. Have you ever hit a major goal, like getting a promotion, running a marathon, graduating from school, starting your own practice, getting a particular position at work, only to feel unsatisfied shortly after? Well, if you have, that's a great example of the gap mindset at work. A study by Sheldon and Lyubomirsky, I hope I said that right, Lyubomirsky, in 2006, found that people who regularly practice gratitude and reflect on their progress, well, these people experience greater long-term happiness and motivation. In addition, Carol Dweck's research on growth mindset suggests that people who focus on effort and progress rather than fixed outcomes are far more resilient in the face of challenges. To put it simply, when you focus on the gain, you activate a more positive and resilient mindset that encourages continued growth. Let's look at two examples. One is the marathon runner's perspective. I've got a friend, Charlie, who runs marathons all over the world. He's currently in Tokyo. I don't know what marathon number it is. He's done over 100. Well, imagine Charlie running and training for a marathon. If he focuses on how much further he has to go, he might feel really overwhelmed and give up. But if Charlie focuses on how much he's improved from day one, how far he's come on the race, how he can run 5 more miles without stopping, well, he's going to feel encouraged to keep going. I think this is a lousy example for Charlie because he just does these things in his sleep. But for somebody like me, if I'm starting to run, right, and I'm trying to run 5 miles, and at mile 2, I get really discouraged because I see that I've got 3 more to go. It's really going to change things if I focus on the fact that I have already accomplished 2 miles without stopping, right? So when we focus on the gain, how much we've accomplished already, it's going to be easier for us to practice gratitude and eventually reach that goal. But when we focus on how much further we still have to go, well, then it becomes easier to throw in the towel and give up. The same thing happens with entrepreneurs all the time. An entrepreneur who focuses only on how far their business is from being a $1 billion company, well, is likely to feel discouraged. But if they look back at how they started with no customers, no brand, no revenue, no business at all, and recognize how much they've learned and built, they'll stay motivated. Does that make sense? Think about an example in your life where you focused on the gap and not on the gain. Try focus on the gain and see how it changes your perspective. What's the basic takeaway I'm trying to give you? Always compare backwards, not forwards. What we look at is progress, not perfection. So what are some practical strategies we can use for shifting from the gap to the gain mentality? Strategy 1, maintain a daily journal of your wins. Write down things you accomplish each day, no matter how small. This rewires your brain to recognize progress. I keep a to-do list, a paper one, and you know, if I write down my to-do list at 9 a.m., I add onto it the things that I've done between 8 and 9 just so I can cross them off, right? Just for that feeling of progress and of forward momentum. Strategy 2, use the 3-year rule. Ask yourself, where was I 3 years ago? Look back and see how much ground you've gained. See your growth over time, and this will build your confidence. Strategy 3, gratitude practice. Research shows that gratitude shifts our focus from scarcity, which is the gap, to abundance, which is the gain. Read more about this in Emmons and McCullough 2003 study. Think about how far you've come. Start practicing gratitude for the amount of clients in your practice, for how far you've come with your education, for how your relationships are good, for how you're healthy. Practice gratitude daily. And this will focus you on the abundance in your life. Strategy 4, set process goals, not just outcome goals. So instead of, I want to lose 30 pounds, focus on, I want to be consistent with working out 3 times a week. That's a process goal rather than the outcome goal of the 30-pound loss. When we focus on process goals, it keeps motivation high and sustainable. Every big success is built on small wins. Don't rob yourself of celebrating them. So there are a number of people that we can look to. We can look at Michael Phelps, we can look at Oprah Winfrey, but think about Michael. Even as the most decorated Olympian in history, Michael Phelps struggled with depression because he was focused on what was next rather than recognizing his gains. And when he shifted to appreciating his journey and advocating for mental health, well, he found greater fulfillment. Oprah, very similarly, Oprah has spoken about her journey from poverty to success, emphasizing gratitude for every small step rather than obsessing over an impossible future standard. So, what is my challenge for you? Take the next 7 days to focus on the gain. Each night, write down 3 things you've accomplished, and then share one of them on social media. And if you like, you can tag us at Project I Am. The next time you feel discouraged, ask yourself, am I living in the gap, the distance between where I am now and where I want to be? Or am I living in the gain being the area from where you started to where you are now? You are always much further along than you think. so you need to keep going. I hope this episode was beneficial for you. Please, if you like it, please subscribe, leave a review, and maybe pass it on to somebody who you think can benefit from it. Thank you so much for joining me today on Project I Am. May you be well.
Today will be glorious. Put on your sunglasses, sunscreen, and sun smiles. You're gonna love it.